This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank God it's Friday, 19th August 2022. One more weekend and we are done. We move into September. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. How are you? Hope you've got plans for the weekend. You know. But the River State government, the governor, seems to have plans for the presidential candidates that want to get into office in 2023. He was speaking yesterday during the flag of the 11th flyover at Chumokuta Junction in Port Harcourt, and he said River State cannot be taken for granted by any presidential candidate. Let's listen to him.
If you say we don't exist, we tell you don't exist. So that is how it is. We have collapsed all other parties. Some people in Abuja ask them how many people have they brought to party. It's not to say I'm supporting our candidate. How many people have you brought to help your candidate in Abuja? It's unfortunate. This local government alone, which I come from, only about local government, we registered not less than 600,000 voters. This local government beat two states in their essential strength. So we are not a state you can take us for granted. We are not to talk about the local government where I come from. You want to joke with a vote of 600,000 registered voters in a local government, not to talk about the state. Joke with us and bury yourself.
All right, so I'm trying to work my head around it. Has anyone ever said that River State doesn't count? Did anybody say that in Abuja? Did we miss that memo? He also said River State must be recognized by any presidential candidate. But when you listen to this next sound, it's clear that he's talking to just one person. Let's hear him.
Some people say, oh, they have known the candidates since 1993. I don't want to know the candidates since 1993. All I need to do is the candidates should know I have what it takes for the candidate to win an election. Me, I don't want to know anybody, but they must know us, yeah. Because we know we have something, they will come and know us. I'm not going to go and find anybody. You must come. Can't take 617,000 votes from my local government away. You can't take 3.2 million votes to River State like that. It doesn't work that way. You must tell me what is there for us to vote.
Bargaining chip, is it? Well, let's come to the conversation this morning. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. How critical is River State's vote to the outcome of the 2023 presidential election? That's the question. How critical is River State's vote to the outcome of the 2023 presidential election? Let's talk. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. 600,000 registered votes. Does that equal number of votes cast? On Twitter, we're NigerianFOPH. On WhatsApp, 0809030-6416. Conversation is live on Facebook at NigerianFOPH. River State Governor Yesom Wike has said that River State cannot be taken for granted by any presidential candidate in the 2023 general election. Obiakpo alone has a voting strength of 600,000. Your thoughts? Is River State crucial? The votes from River State, how crucial, how critical are they to the outcome of a presidential election? The one in focus now, 2023. Alozie is calling from Amuma. Alozie, good morning. You're on.
Good morning, Eno.
Yeah.
Eno, 600,000 votes. With or without the votes, if any political party, let's say, be it PDP, be it APC, will win the election. Now, only Obiakpo will not be determined to conclude that article we lost that in the election. So that should be historic at all.
All right, so you're not standing with the governor on this one. Let's move to Imo Gate. Daniel is there. Daniel, you're on.
Good morning, my sister Ena.
Good morning.
Yes. The way the governor speaks, I know he's very confident, but authoritatively, is it by rigging or how can he tell me going to command that the completing that the number is given is going to authoritatively command all those votes to get in for any of the presidential You see, this is that is getting confused. You see, when somebody is speaking authoritatively like that, it's as if it is by rigging. Or if democratically, is he going to command those people to top print? Let me stop here. Thank you very much.
Daniel, perhaps the governor has enough clout. He has enough backing, supporters that would listen to, you know, his every word, and they will vote, you know, the way he would like them to. So maybe he knows that. He's convinced that
all
Obiakpo people...
All I know is that the governor just have one vote.
Yes, but he has supporters, Daniel. He has supporters. He has the party backing him. So why is it difficult for you to be able to work, you know, around that?
My sister, I can't really take it to hook like and sinker like that.
All right.
Because this is a democratic system where one person has to... can't even tell me about his wife. Not even telling me about that number. Thank you.
All right. Clint. Oh, 0817923002. 0817923003, 0817923009. Joshua Kachi Henry on Facebook says, River State votes do not belong to Governor Wike and his party. Let him allow me, I mean us, to vote my choice, please. Okay, you. On Twitter, NigeriaInfoPH, how critical the River State vote to the outcome of the 2023 presidential elections. Obiakpo alone has 600,000. Andy said, this is nothing but a man having an exaggerated opinion of himself. Buhari did not win River State twice, but won the presidency twice. Tony Anthony Odum says, no doubt the 12 flyover has been built in River State will facilitate economic growth and development in the state. Also, no politician or business entity should take the state for granted because you only get rewarded by what you saw in the state. Good morning. Governor Wike seems to sound as if he's the owner of the 600,000 votes. Those votes belong to the electorate, not him. Wike should know that the day of rigging is over. Are you saying that the governor cannot garner 600,000 supporters to vote his choice? Nathaniel is calling. Taking his call in a bit. 0817923002. On Twitter at Nigerian4PH2L to join the conversation. Nathaniel is in Bonnie. Nathaniel, good morning. Let's hear you.
Hello, good morning.
Let's talk.
I think the governor is right. We have a huge number of voters here. 3.something million only in River State. And over the years, it's been shown that River State cannot be taken for granted because we always turn at the that amount of number. Except for, Lagos and Kano, I think the third largest voting strength we have in Nigeria is River State. So it cannot be taken for granted. However, I want to say to the governor that he cannot be saying as though the whole 3.something million or 600,000 persons, voters in Obiakpo and River State belongs to him, because there are several other local parties in River State. And this members will help to vote for their choices. So he cannot even strictly or maybe force them to vote for his own party. So he can only vote, post for about himself and then his supporters, and then the remaining should be for any other person that will want to vote for, any party he wants to vote for. Thank you.
All right, so we have from INEC, registered voters, August 2022. We've got... Lagos with over 7.15, followed by Kano 6.02, then Kaduna 4.41, and Rivers 3.689, then Katsina, Delta, Oyo, Benue, Bauchi, Anambra, like that. Okay, based on geopolitical zones, the Northwest stands tallest on the chart here. Followed by the North Central, then, south-south, and then we've got north-east, and then south-west, and before south-east. On WhatsApp, I keep imagining what and how the governor thinks he tell Rivers State to vote. If the gullible ones in GDI and those that think like him, Ganuke should know power expires. Mr. Bright sent that in. Ganuke is having his calculation wrong. It doesn't work at all like that. If that is the case, President Jonathan would have won in 2015. Aminu sent that in. Barry is calling from Ajib. Barry, good morning. You're on. Let's talk.
And a good morning. I'm just sitting on the prepaid so they have 600,000 votes in all the world. Fine. And no. You take half only one vote. Likewise, me and Barry have one vote. You there also have one vote. I hope you cannot tell us university what to do at that particular day of election. Because we have our choice of voting. No matter how you manipulate or whatever thing you do, you will not tell us what to do at that particular day. So if you know that even though the governor of the state is not governor of every right as a citizen of this university. Thank you, Director and thank you for now.
Harry wants to talk about this. He's calling for me warfare. Harry, good morning. You're on.
Yes, so good morning, my sister. 3-point-something votes is considerable, I know. It's good. Somebody can boast of. But what the person should know is that every voter has his right to control his own vote, to vote any person of his choice. If that thing that you say, I will tell my people to vote, who to vote, is an insult to me. Is there anybody who come to my house and command me to go and vote somebody that he likes? Why are we so enslaved now? Somebody should reason. That thing is an insult to River. Even the old view, that is 600,000. I know very well that there are poor people who not vote according to his dictate. I know very well. Because his developmental project that is so-called are concentrated around Metricom. So I know that our poor people will not even vote. So that 600,000 that is boasting of, he cannot even get. Let him talk with me, I beg my sister. Let me end my case there.
Thank you. Chinedu is in Alu. Let's hear what he has to say about this.
Good morning, Eno.
Good morning.
Well, Governor Wike is saying that Rivers people will not be taken for granted in this election. Well, that's true in a way, but he does not control the mind of Rivers people. He is entitled to just a vote. So coming out to say that Rivers people will not vote for a particular candidate is a big lie, because I control my vote as an individual. So what I think you should do is to concentrate on the state and create jobs for Rivers people. Thank you.
That's Chinedu from Alo. So I'm checking. March 2015, Jonathan floors Buhari in Rivers with over 1.4 million votes, but he still lost. So in 2015, President Jonathan got 1.487 million votes. APC, which is Buhari at that time, got 69,238 votes. But he still lost. Okay. Action. No. Please don't campaign. Rivers State vote is critical to an extent. In stats, relationship exists between variables, but how significant such relationship is defines the outcome of results. My governor is sounding too pessimistic and at the same time optimistic. He cannot be sentimental and at the same time opinionated. The truth is that Rivers votes cannot make Atiku or anyone fail or pass, but it's contributory. There were votes from Rivers State, still APC won twice. How about that? Okuruma Godwin Chooks from Irima Community. Mecha has moved away for Felix from Eleluwa. Felix, good morning, you're on.
Yeah, good morning, you know. You know, we cannot deny the fact that the governor, as a sitting governor, has influence. Mm-hmm. And he has followers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what the governor will fail to understand is that the old order is no more in existence in Nigeria.
What's the old order?
The old order of structure and godfatherism has ended because of two things. Nigerians are more politically aware now. And secondly, Nigerians are tired of what they are going through. The suffering has made Nigerians to come to themselves. Yes, if you come out to share money to them, some persons will collect the money, but let me tell you, they are going to hold their conscience. Okay? So him coming out to say that, talk as if he's in control of all the voters in the university is very wrong. I think he sees himself beyond the way it is. It is not the way it used to be. Nigerians are wiser now. And also, I don't know if the governor really understands the implication of the amended electoral bill. You know, that electoral bill has, you know, caused a lot of surprises. Look at what happened, you know, on Osun State. Nobody expected that someone that, you know, is directly related to Tinubu will lose an election of that magnitude. So the power is now with the people, and the people will decide.
All right.
The people of Rivers are even angry. The so-called development that he talks about are concentrated in his own local government and PACP local government. So what would be the reason why people would listen to him and decide to vote along his own ideology? We are not going to do that. We know who we are going to vote for, and we stand by that.
All right, Felix speaks for himself. Ogundo is calling from Rukoku. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy weekend. Yes, I want to say this because even if I am not in support of what the governor has said, the governor is completely 100% right, because with the awareness we are having in our political terrain, in our political space, we know that now the Electoral Act has finally given the power to the electorate to vote whoever they feel that is the right candidate of their own party. The governor is completely right. The governor, but are you saying that when a blind man stands and is going to stone him, and the blind man says, if you stone me, I will stone you back. Just know that that blind man is stepping on a stone that if you do, he will stone you back. What am I saying? The governor knows where he's going. Don't forget that the governor has associates.
Mm-hmm.
That the governor has electorate who will also support him, who always also listen to his direction.
Mm.
Accordingly, too, don't also forget that the last election in those are people we are saying that Buhari won without River State.
Mm.
It is not going to be like that this time. If you watch what has happened to Kenya, there were divisions running one after the other according to the candidates. It was just a little margin that somebody used in winning.
That little margin, Ogundu, is all that matters. Thank you for calling Nigeria Info. Messages on WhatsApp. This one says, the governor should know that even all his family members are not his loyalists, talk less of his LGA. Wike has one vote, but it is of a bitter truth that a lot of people support and believe in him. And if you feel his state doesn't count, remove River State cast votes in the last election and you realize Ezekiel, there's no Isaiah in this one. Wike has always bragged and yet he lost the primaries. I think he's not yet convinced that things have changed now. Maybe he'll feel the betrayal better in his own state. All this authoritative utterances of his doesn't give him a clue of how angry he makes Rivers people to become. He'll receive a shocker very soon. Governor Wike cannot influence the electorates this time. He may influence people that eat from his table. He's not the owner of Rivers State. Mayor, send that in. Obi Akpo has 600,000 voting strengths. Does that also include Akpo people who are aggrieved because he buried their permanent ruler in Port Harcourt Cemetery? I think Governor is really overstepping his bounds in his comments. Why is he sounding as if all the 3 million plus votes have his name and photographs on their PVCs? He can choose what to cite his overhead flyovers, but he doesn't have the constitutional powers to direct Rivers people who to vote for. GMB, send that in. Melodies in Uniport says, if Wike knows how angry some of us are with him and his tax force criminals who are destroying jobs he didn't create, he won't be making this overrated ego statement, which will shock him. Governor Wike is still living in the past where people sheepishly voted every time against other parties on the sentiments of GEJ. Even the last election, the same Rivers did not produce 600,000 votes. Almighty Father could only produce 40,000. Kingsley. That's on WhatsApp. Is Governor Wike insinuating that he controls all the votes in River State? Will the governor tell every voter in the state to vote according to his dictates? Barry Johnson is asking. Let's see. the governor should know that he cannot command everyone in River State to vote or not vote for a particular candidate.
Nigeria Info will be right back. We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
22 minutes before 9 o'clock. It is Friday, 19th August 2022. We're Nigeria Info, Port Hackett. The River State Governor, Yusuf Wike, has said River State cannot be taken for granted by any presidential candidate in the 2023 general election. He spoke yesterday, and my question is, how critical is River State's vote to the outcome of a presidential election, especially 2023? But let's hear him.
Some people say, oh, they have known the candidates since 1993. I don't want to know the candidates since 1993. All I need to do is the candidates should know I have what it takes for the candidate to win an election. Me, if you say we don't exist, we tell you don't exist. So that is how it is. We have collapsed all other parties. Some people in Abuja ask them, how many people have they brought to party? It's not to say I'm supporting our candidate. How many people have you brought to help your candidate in Abuja? It's unfortunate. This local government alone, which I come from, only about local government, we registered not less than 600,000 voters. This local government beat two states in their recession strength. So we are not a state you can take us for granted. We are not to talk about the local government where I come from. You want to joke with a vote of 600,000 registered voters in a local government, not to talk about the state. Joke with us and bury yourself.
Zero 817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Are you standing with the governor on this one? On Twitter at NigerianInfoPH, on WhatsApp 0809030-6416. Ma from Port Hackett, and good morning. Please, Governor Wike should note that he cannot command everyone in River State to vote or not to vote for a particular candidate. The River State people he boasted on still work against him in the presidential primary. Good morning. Even Kano and Lagos State with highest voting strengths are not making noise like River State Governor. Communication should allow us to rest. No one should undermine the capacity of Delta State Governor, Dr. Ifeanyi Okowa. Delta State is also a big state. Eje Pascal sent that in. Let me check. Delta, so we have Lagos first, Kano second, Kaduna third, Rivers fourth, Katsina fifth, Delta sixth with 3.36 million registered voters. Daniel is calling from Transamadi. Daniel, good morning. Let's talk.
Good morning, Eno. For me, the truth is Benue State with up to 1.20 million votes with crucial in the election. Rivers State is the fourth numbers of the state that have the highest registered voters. And this time around, I think there will be a lot of increase in the terms of the numbers of people that will vote. But what I completely disagree with the governor is that the influence of the politicians, I think that have reduced. So many people will vote on themselves. Why do they have so much influence then? Speculation said they have a lot of control over the police. Maybe some toggery where they have to come and they chase people, voters away. With the new electoral app, those things are no longer there. Because if you take the ballot boxes, at the end of the day, it may be useless. So then I think that is the influence they have then, create fear, a lot of people being scared of their life because of intimidation from politicians, not from the people, but from politicians. So that is when you look that they have that influence. So if that influence is no longer there, then I am completely disagree with him that because of him as a governor, that nobody should take River State for granted. Of course, I don't want anybody to take any state for granted. Even if they have 200,000 votes, cannot be taken for granted. But not because I am a politician or because I'm a governor. That is exactly what I don't want to do with.
All right.
These people have to get the power. Thank you very much.
Gift is in Inagua. Gift, good morning.
Good morning, hello. Thank you for this wonderful opportunity that you've given to me this morning. And Nigeria, if you, God bless you guys. And let me address the issue straight and forward. Is anybody expecting Wike, the governor of the state, to use the word at the end of the presidential candidate to be chosen in a state like River State? If River State is not important, how come one of the candidates that left his political party and visited him twice and nobody has heard from that particular man? And other persons have been visiting. I use it as a particular word that I have what it takes to help the presidential candidate to win this 2023 coming election. What about you and I that have more votes? I have the capacity also to make any of the presidential candidates to win an election. So if you don't like the face of Wike, or you are angry with him, that does not mean the word he's using today is wrong. You cannot joke with a state. And mind you, the one representing River State, you've surrendered your own power. So the government should be as it stands. So when this man is speaking, he's speaking on behalf of River State. Whether this like it or not, if Nigeria or Bayelsa State is speaking, he's speaking on behalf of this and every other Bayelsa, whether indigenous or non indigenous. Yesterday I watched Jubril from Kano State. He was talking about 1.4 having 1.4 million votes before Okin Dalayo yesterday. Somebody that is contesting for House of Reps is telling you the votes that they have in Kiti. That don't joke with them, the political party. Forget about these other people that are making noise. And you are telling me somebody like Wike, you can have your say, but at the end of the day, the man will have his way. That is the truth. Forget about this noise on radio and internet. When you don't have the capacity, he has been bringing people into his political party, and that is the truth. Is that about the River State? Yes. And people is leaving their own party and joining it? Yes. Does this man have the grassroots? Yes. When will it become to adjust what place of the River State? Shortly after 2019 governorship election, military and everything, they report the mic. No way. And you are joking with me. It is at your own peril. Thank you.
I want to play something. That's why. Okay. So the governor was speaking when he commissioned the VIP lounge at the Port Harcourt International Airport.
That I spent money to build the VIP lounge because of my private jet. That tells you.
Okay. As you can see, the River State governor has said that nobody, no candidate should take River State for granted. Pedro is calling from Rumo Dumaya. Pedro, your thoughts on the matter?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Definitely, River State should not be taken for granted. And PDP trying to take Wike for granted or undermine him, comparing him with Okowa.
Are they?
I think. Sorry?
Are they? Is the PDP trying to do so?
Yeah.
How?
And thinking that Okowa can replace Wike.
Was there a case of replacing a person in the first place, Pedro?
Yes, in the party, a lot of people say whatever Wike was doing, Okowa can do it. But if you look at history, after APC took over government from PDP, PDP was almost done. The party was almost shut down. The big wigs left the party. It was this man that stood on his ground, did reconciliation, brought some people back, financed the party. At this point now, after so much investment, at this point in the scheme, there's nothing for him.
Emiloko.
If I for the presidency, of course, we saw what happened with
what happened?
Tambuwa and the rest of them, even Okowa. Because if you're in PDP, you will understand that there was a meeting that power should come to the South, and it was Okowa that hosted that meeting in Asaba. Way behind, started supporting Atiku, which has been his chameleon type of politics, if you know him from the beginning. Now, this man, let's just cut it short, this man is aggrieved that he was sidelined for whatever reason. There should be proper reconciliation.
Atiku has spoken clearly about the reason he picked Okowa.
Yes.
And it's clear.
It's clear.
And it's Atiku's prerogative.
It's not clear. Because this man has about four PDP governors with him. It's not a good pointer for PDP. Well, taking it for granted is to their peril. That's the truth of the matter.
All right.
Because all the people saying on phone, he cannot talk for us as governor, he's not our governor, whatever. They are not the people that vote. They are not the people that is the structure of PDP. We can still have the structure of PDP. The grassroots structure. He's a grassroots politician.
Oh, he has the grassroots, but he doesn't have it at the national level. Is that what you're saying?
No. What is national level?
Do you know what's going on? Do you know what is going on at the grassroots?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
So well, I'm not categorically saying that he is going to speak for everybody. Definitely, he's not speaking for everybody in River State. But you see, the truth is that there should be a reconciliation. That's
but
my opinion.
There have been several attempts. I'm sure you followed the news.
No. Reconciliation without anything on ground that we will like. nothing has been offered to him. And top PDP members saying, discouraged Atiku in the beginning not to go and beg Wike. Now you want to reconcile. When you would have gone to say, okay, look at what happened. This is politics. You can't coerce anybody into your vision.
Mm.
But don't force anything.
Which was what Atiku did with the other guys. How come Wike did not succeed at that level?
Sorry?
I said that's what Atiku did with the other guys. How come Governor Wike did not succeed at that level?
No. There was no visit. There was supposed to be.
No, use the word
him.
That in politics you kind of coerce people to your side, right?
Sorry?
You said something like in politics you coerce people to your side, right?
Yes.
So Atiku was able to do that and he got the ticket. Why wasn't Governor Wike able to? Because that would have just. I mean, we wouldn't be in all this back and forth, you beg me, don't beg me, I want this, I don't want this kind of thing we're hearing. And again, Pedro, he's not the only political politician that has lost an election. It really is a PDP in-house matter, and I think they would eventually sort it out when they're ready. Elvis Amegua says, fake news. River State is divided into parts. So many people running for the position for governor and different political parties in the state, not forgetting the presidential election comes first. How critical is River State's vote to the 2023 presidential election is the question. Clinton says, good morning. Governor Wike is always speaking with so much authority and confidence. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Who told him he controls the vote of Rivers people? I think he's still living in the past. Election results will not be written in any room or backyard. He himself has been taking Rivers people for granted by not creating jobs, by locating all these overhead bridges in Obiakwa and Ikuri, not Falga, at Ikuri. He's been telling us in Tao and Thunder Fire us in the church. Rivers people will give him the shocker of his life in this election, but he's not running. What is it? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. I can take just one final call and then we are done. Rivers people, the governor said that the state should not be taken for granted by any presidential candidate. Paragon on Twitter says, Wike just wants to be relevant. The Northerners have all the votes. That's not true. The Northerners don't have all the votes. He gave his indigenous people $2 billion to share, but he's banking on the vote of vast people from other states to win elections. Mofasa agreed that politics is a game of numbers and no one state outrightly makes one a president. the voting population reverse state does consist of PDP members only, or even those who are partisan. Governor Uke might think he's an influencer, but he cannot influence me, QED. One call for the road, please. Marcus, River State is one of the states that have majority votes in Nigeria. Since the governor has said the state is not a second-class state, majority of populace will adhere to his advice. And secondly, since he wants to make sure he does his best for the PDP to return to power come 2023, River State has a major role to play concerning the next candidate that wants to succeed the APC federal government. Casey Williams, Wenke, River State people will determine whether political parties or persons who will lead them. Good morning. Final call.
Hello, good morning.
You're on.
My name is Michael. I want to tell people of River State that this time around, most civil servants are not happy. And Governor Miko does not know that most civil servants have battalions behind them with him. By the end of the day, he's not assured of any votes for wherever he thinks he's going to be. So for me, the number can be there, but they are not entirely for him. Thank you.
Okay. Rivers people, would you want to be taken for granted? Would you play your role in determining who rules the country in 2023? Obiakpo alone has a voting strength of 600,000. Will that translate to actual number of votes cast? Perhaps only time will tell. Are Nigerians really more politically aware, or they're just ready to get involved, especially with the Electoral Act 2022? My name is Eno Beviri. Don't forget, we've had several presidential elections. The candidates that had the most votes in Rivers State did not still win. That said, thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. We're Nigerian for Port Harcourt to enjoy the rest of it. And enjoy your weekend. It's a Friday. Good morning.